Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and those that don't know the difference, of course, between right and wrong. Welcome to the show. You're at the right station. Check out the radio show today because this one's just for you. Folks, I also want to welcome all the good guys and girls out there. We appreciate you very much, and the longtime listeners, we also appreciate you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact. They work one with another. Both pages are second to none. Do check them out again. Also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to check us out on our Facebook account, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media as well. And folks, you can also call in. We got a brand new call-in number. We're set up on Stack through GCN, which is a great system. Easy to follow, easy to get reader or callers through, so on and so forth. So do give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Folks, I also wanted to let you know what we're going to be talking about before we jump over onto SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Man did not give it, therefore man cannot alter it. We're going to be talking about that. In the second hour, we're going to be talking about unconstitutional military orders. How is the military different than those convicted at Nuremberg if they obey them? Let me bring this together for you so you understand exactly what I'm saying. The first thing that was said during the prosecution at Nuremberg trials, May of 1945, concerning Hitler's regime, his criminal regime, was the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken. Notice the order. The laws of God and the laws have man been broken. If a law stands contrary to God's law, it's not law, it's unlaw, just so you know. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here. Let's jump over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is just great. Folks, I just watched this video right before the show here. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis refuses to issue sodomite marriage license under God's authority. What was interesting is I noticed that, and you'll probably agree or you'll recognize this, and maybe if you haven't, I can put it together for you. Isn't it interesting how that a great majority of those that are anchor the news in the United States of America, they're for the homosexual agenda. They don't care one way or another. Well, what's interesting here in the Rowan County, where this clerk was confronted by these reporters, I noticed that they were all homosexual reporters that were confronting Kim Davis. And he said, by what authority is it that you refuse to issue homosexual marriage license? And she said, by God's authority. See how that works? I mean, these homosexuals, friends, don't have rights because God didn't give them the right to violate his moral law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. I was actually talking to Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com today, and I said, you know what's interesting about this whole radical homosexual agenda? I said, most people in this country don't realize that it's a violation of God's moral law, and God didn't call it sin, he called it an abomination. And so, folks, check this out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And hey, today's a day to be proud in Rowan County, folks, because you have a woman, again, standing up with the internal fortitude of over 100 men, doing what men should be doing, but here she is saying, I'm standing on God's authority, and I'm not going to violate my constitutional oath. I'm paraphrasing, this is what she's saying. I am not going to violate my constitutional oath to uphold the enumerated laws found in our Constitution at the very end. So help me God. And forget not, folks, all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And who are enemies within? Those that violate our moral law. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have a brand new article, 6 Christians Assaulted in Peaceful Protest. No one seems to care, friends. What's happening in America today is people are beginning to take the law into their own hands because those that are supposed to enforce the law against crime are no longer doing that. Not overall, but we're seeing it in part. So the people are going to have to stand up and actually deal with the issues at hand. Christians, let me say this. Yes, the Lord said turn the other cheek. But I also want you to understand that you only have 2 of them. When they do it 3 times, you let them know that they're on their own. Do you understand me? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, Planned Parenthood is being popped and uncovered once again. The Lord said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Here we have it again, friends. This is criminal, this is murder, and every single individual that's a part of Planned Parenthood all the way up to the White House needs to be incarcerated and charged accordingly for murder, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, and by the way, they said it. They've incriminated themselves. We have pictures. We have videos. We have the knowledge. We have the founding mother, the devil herself, the witch herself, who said the most merciful thing that a family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. In America, you've known this since the 30s. And now 57 million babies have been murdered in the womb under the guise of law. Give me a break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. West Point professor who urged bombing of U.S. law schools wore a silver star he didn't earn. He resigns. And you know what's interesting, America, is we see this happening not in some corner, not some obscure place or hidden place where we can't see these things happening. We know that the enemy is within. We know who the enemies are within. And the American people at large stand back and they allow them to continuously perpetuate their crimes against we the people. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies, friends. The fact of the matter is they're not lying vanities because they're happening right in front of your face. You know the truth because you listen to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and I've told you the truth. So now you know to make the distinction between wrong or with that which is true and that which is a lie. So don't stand back and observe what's going on by forsaking your own mercy. The mercy is that God's uncovering them. Now do your job by the keeping of the commandments of the Lord to execute the law unto crime so you can establish righteousness and peace within. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Is conservatism just a business? Why don't you ask Rush Limbaugh, friends? Be a good one to ask. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. A Minnesota Muslim terrorist gets Class A truck license. People in America, you paid for his license, and now people in America are afraid that he may be planning a massive truck explosion. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
If you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, man did not give it. Theodore Roosevelt, the President of the United States, said, "No man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor." And by the way, America, do understand it's the law that makes the king, not the king that makes the law. Only tyrants do that. Napoleon Bonaparte said, "He who saves his country violates no law." I say, "He who fulfills the law out of love saves his country." Romans 13:10. Only to establish liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17. It's also been said that the truth is the first casualty in war. And it truly is. Remember how I was talking about during the first segment, friends? How that in Rowan County right now, Kim Davis is standing up to a bunch of men that think they're women. And she's saying, "I, by the God, by the God-given authority that has been bestowed upon me, the precepts given unto me, I will not hand out marriage license to two men and two women." And these radical women, I'm sorry, men that think they're women, are attacking her, saying, "By whose authority is it that you are actually refusing to give us homosexuals a license?" Let me say it this way. Homosexuals, listen carefully and keep me in context. You don't have rights. Let me say it again. You do not have rights because God did not give you a right to violate his moral law. No more than a fornicator has rights to violate law. No more than a murderer. No more than a liar or he who dishonors his mother and his father or his father and his mother. Or to commit adultery. They don't have rights given unto us. That's why we have laws in America that liberate us from crime. The Bible says in Matthew 1:21 that Jesus came about to what? Deliver his people from sin, not deliver them to sin. And I said during the first segment that if the American people knew that in every state in our union, it is illegal, check your state statutes, to be a homosexual or an active sodomite. See, but the truth is the first casualty in war. Now we have war because we've allowed truth to be the casualty. When it's truth that makes men free. And Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me, to the Father, but by me. So it's been said that the truth, the law, is the first casualty in war. Of course it is. The truth, the law, is the great stumbling block to those that not want to be ruled by the law. It's like a bunch of kids going to a party, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. They're having fun until all of a sudden the cop comes. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. But where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. That's to the redeemed, the latter part. And folks, the whole purpose of government is to ensure our rights, not to steal them away. Also to repeal invasion and to enforce the law against crime within. Our forefathers rightly said the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. They said sin, 1 John 3:4. And what law am I talking about? Read Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. But if the American people understood that it's not the right of the government to break the law and that our rights come from God, not the generosity of state, then America would not be in the state that it's in today. For the most part, America doesn't understand what's right and wrong, what's permissible and unpermissible or impermissible. And let me just remind everybody before I get rolling on this that no representative, not a single one of them in any branch of government, in any representative occupation, they have no business whatsoever. Nor do they have any authority to tear down the Constitution and attempt to rebuild it in their own image. See, the biblical view versus the pagan view is, let's get our foundation so we can see what the problem is in America today. The biblical view of government is the state is divinely ordained, Exodus 18:21. State authority is limited. Listen to what I just said. State authority is limited, which leads to patriotism, which means to uphold dying laws. That's the populace at large, which results in a republic. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. And it's all based on creation. God gave government to the people. The people delegate limited authority to those that will represent we, the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. And simply put, it's ruled by law, the constitutional republic, not opinion. But you've been told that you're a democracy. No, you're not. And the difference between following God's Ten Commandments versus man's 10,000 is this. You have 10,000 commandments in this country today, which are unconstitutional, because you don't know the difference between the biblical view of government, that God gave you your rights. You think for some reason, America, those that don't know the difference, that you actually receive privileges from the state. Baloney. Where do they derive the power to actually give you a privilege? I'll tell you from where. Your ignorance. Here's a godless pagan view of government. The state is divine. No, they are not. State authority is unlimited. No, it is not. But though they act that way, and who's given them the delusion that they can go ahead and do what they want, when they want, and how they want? The permission of the disobedient in America. State authority is unlimited. Baloney, which leads to state worship. That's what we're seeing today. And you're seeing the state begin to attack the church. And when you look at that, that's a whole nother conversation. But it's like this. John Owens rightly said, either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. There is no in between. Right on. I said, John Owens rightly said, either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. That's exactly why the state's doing what it's doing today. Because when you walk in your authority in Christ Jesus, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But what happens when you give way to the carnal man and submit yourself to sin and become a servant to sin, though you'll die in your sin in the long run, I want you to know that's why the state takes the authority that it does. Because if you can't govern yourself, then the state's going to come in and govern you for you, like it or not. And what is the result? Tyranny. And what's all this based on? Evolution. Evolution. Isn't it interesting that the evolving carnal man is evolving away from God's moral law, and we can see the fruit of that over the last 50, 60 years in this country. See, these are the people that want to convince you that everything's permissible if God doesn't exist, but that only applies to them through a totalitarian government. See, they can do what they want to do, friends, because you've given them that authority to do that. They now think that they're above the law. They think now that they sit at the throne as God themselves, they believe they're demigods. And again, you've given them just permission to act in such a fashion when you don't understand your foundations. So simply put, America was founded on the biblical view, but the pagan view is in operation today. It's completely up on its head. You know what's interesting about that is shortly after Barack Hussein Obama's inauguration, it seemed everything did change, but it wasn't the change that was promised. Everybody's got to understand that what he meant, I've said this so many different ways, and I'll say it again. What he says, look north, folks, you better look south. Because what he was giving... The impression that he was giving the American people was that he was going to go back to our founding documents and stick to the plan. When in fact, behind closed doors, he's the guy that said he was going to fundamentally transform America. And that's exactly what the American people have allowed him to do for 6 years. And by the way, in 7 years, America is now in the position where instead of subjecting their government and their people under the meek King of Glory, what they're going to do is they're going to give themselves over to the hand of God through judgment by using, the Bible says, the king's heart is in his hand. He'll turn it whithersoever he will. When you are under judgment, America, you better understand that's exactly why this criminal's been appointed. He reflects what you tolerate, America. And so for the next 18 months, guess what? America has now given this criminal administration 17 more months, the just permission to go ahead and destroy all the more. You better bet your bottom dollar that this is the perfect judgment of God. So, friends, let me say it this way. If you want change and the change that you're looking for, I strongly suggest you read Jeremiah 6:16. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to unconstitutional military orders right after this break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips. A little run. A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to jump on the air, 1-866-582-9933. Last shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, those that love the truth, you're rejoicing right now. Those that don't know the difference and you're a little confused, let me clear the air for you. That's what we're doing here. The commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and the reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. And for those that don't know the difference, well, you're being reproved right now to correct yourselves. Folks, we're a people that govern ourselves. We don't need somebody telling us how we're supposed to do it. Folks, let me say it this way again. We don't need the government telling us and having their tentacles in every part of our lives. And I'm sick and tired of it. And the reason that's happening today is because America has wickedly departed from their God. And right before the break, friends, I was talking about our foundations. And then I was starting to talk about the change that Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, the man with 40 different Social Security numbers, a fraudulent birth certificate. Now, everything that he promised, folks, I'm trying to be a little humorous here, folks. A man that is not upright can't keep a promise. Because everything he does is premised on a lie. So just like his father, there is no truth in him. He's a murderer. He has been from the beginning, Jesus said. Now let me take it a step further, because we know that in America, there's no doubt that we are under attack by this administration. America's been under attack since September 11th. And it's not been by the jihadists, it's been by their own government. their lawless government. And I'm not talking about the good in government. I'm talking about the bad. I'm talking about the little even in the lump that we need to deal with. The foxes that spoil the vine, we need to deal with them lawfully. Because we don't need a revolution, we need reformation. And I say, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God. Now, folks, while I do agree that things must change, it must not change to the new, but rather to the old, Jeremiah 6:16. And not to what some want us to become, but rather back to what our forefathers intended in agreement with the branch and righteousness of David. And as you know, the problems that we have today did not start in America in 1776, friends. They started when we departed, when we, America, departed from the principles that have been given unto us. Now, through the educational indoctrinational schemes that are being implemented and shoved down the throats of the young people in this country by force illegally through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, through the federal government who has no business whatsoever teaching anybody's kids, they should start with their own first. You know, we all used to be rooted in the same principles in this country. But we know that old method is divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. If a house be divided against itself, it cannot stand, said Jesus. And that's exactly what they mean to do, is they want to divide and conquer in America through the educational scheme, first and foremost. And if that doesn't work, I'll tell you what, the grown-ups that haven't grown up yet in government, the corrupt I'm speaking to, they're the ones trying to play the race card, they're the ones trying to play this card and that card and whatever other card that might work to the ignorant populace, to allow them to divide and conquer America. But again, folks, I remember I was on a radio show one time and a guy said, so what's your opinion? I said, my opinion doesn't matter any more than yours does. Chad, that was his name. He said, what do you mean? I said, we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country. That's where my opinion's at. And I said, the problem that we have in this country today is that we all used to be rooted in the same principles. And if we had, well, differences, we were still all rooted in the same principles. We were still together. We were the branches off the same trunk or branch of the tree. However you want to put that. Or vine. John 15. And I said, we've lost that. But America, we can still regain that because everything is still there. So speaking of corruption again, holding government down by the chains of our Constitution, America, is our duty. It's the responsibility of the people to hold them accountable to their oath. And I want to say this too. God's going to get your attention one way or another. Let me say it again. He's going to get your attention one way or another. Have you ever seen the movie back in the 90s, The Titanic? Isn't it interesting? People even knew that when there was a hole because it struck an iceberg, it began to sink. Well, what happened is the rich on the very top, they just tried to ignore it. And they just kept living their lives until their end of the boat started to sink too. And it's the same thing under the hand of God during judgment. Read Leviticus 26 in particular. Because the Lord says, if you don't repent for this or turn because of this, then I'm going to repay you seven times to your face. We're in that stage right now. And let me tell you something, friends. We're going to wish we would have listened at the beginning rather than at the end. Just ask Jeremiah after he wrote the book of Lamentations. Ask any country that departed from God and allowed the tyrant to do the things that he wanted to do with a small population. Well, guess what? Everybody's going to eat the pill. And let me just say it again, friends. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. And what's funny about this is because the very message that I'm giving to you right now, it's interesting how many people I've had say to my face, you know what? I didn't pay much mind to what you said about 10, 12 years ago. But you know, everything that you said back then is exactly where we're at today. And I said, yep. I knew that 12 years ago. We just weren't in that time yet. That's why this sort of ministry is a reproach to people. They don't quite get it yet. You know, it's like my kids. Just today we were walking around and I told my little boy, he's 5 years old. I said, hey, little man. I said, slow your roll or else you're going to get hurt. Hey, little man, watch for cars. I only have one of you. Hey, little man, be careful on that curb because if you fall, that will hurt your leg. And guess what he did, friends? He kept doing what he wanted to do for a moment. He stayed on the right side, but he still wanted to disobey within the liberty that I gave him to disobey in. And I didn't give him liberty to violate. I just wanted to see what he was going to do. And guess what he did, friends? He got back up on the curb and he slipped and he smacked his knee and skinned his knee a little bit on the cement. Now, was I happy about that? No, I wasn't happy about that. I was trying to prevent that, folks. That's what kind of ministry SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is all about. It's preventive medicine. Prevention is better than cure. I tried to tell you how many years before it came to pass, and now we're here. I remember when I was talking about the homosexual issue. I remember having people on the radio show when I was with Salem Communications for years. And then one guy got on there from some hotshot ministry out of Minneapolis who's an absolute clown reprobate. I said, it's going to happen here, too, if we don't deal with it now. He started laughing a little bit and he said, that will never happen in Minnesota. That will never happen here. Really, dummy? How's that working out for you? And it's interesting how all of a sudden they begin to shut their mouths concerning this ministry. You know what they're saying now? Bradley was right. Yep, he was. Bradley stands back quite a bit and says, okay, what was that one about, Lord? Yep, we were right. We tried to tell you. We tried to tell you all those conservatives are out there just playing games, trying to make money. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just posted another article on that today. They're not following the rule of Constitution, because if they did, there would be no debate tomorrow. And if they had to do that, follow the rule of the law, guess what? They'd be out of a job. They'd have to go get a real one. They don't want that. No, it's about the money. And just to take that a step further, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They're just as bad. Folks, they're a part of the problem. They are a part of the problem. And I want to say to you professed Christians out there that have not departed from lawlessness, you have no part in this lot. Don't sit there and tell me about the moat or the speck that your brother has in his eye. Well, you have a moat in yours. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. If you're not preaching against sin with your lifestyle, you are guilty of sin. End of story. End of story. And the only reason you wouldn't preach out against it is because you're guilty of it. Had a conservative, we have an affiliate manager who lines shows up for us around the country, and one guy came back from the state of Minnesota and said, you know, he didn't say we weren't interested in Bradley Dean, but they came back and I got the email right before the show and they said, Bradley's too controversial. How can you not be a controversialist today? That's all you have to do is the right thing. And the homosexuals in the state-controlled media, they'll do the attacking for them. And what's sad about it is a small portion of the American people actually believe these that don't hold the truth within their hearts. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Let me tell you this, friends. All of us and all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And we will answer on that final day. So why don't we get it right now before that final day? I think that's a pretty good idea. So let me get back to this change that I was talking about. In America, the change that we need is that we begin to hold government down by the change of our Constitution, good and bad. Hey, folks, we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that are in the books. End of story. Period. We don't need more laws. This is the problem. This is what everybody's complaining about. Man's 10,000 commandments. I'm sick and tired of them. Well, then hold your representatives accountable. But you can't do that until you're first accountable before your God. Right? Yeah. I like that. I'm patting myself on the back right now. I heard that one. I'm listening to what I say. Hey, folks, those that bring the light must endure the burning. I'm telling you what, I'm on fire all the time. I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back and I'm going to finish this off, friends, with the unconstitutional military orders, because this is going to correlate with what we're talking about right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Check this out. I'm going to jump over to unconstitutional military orders. Talking about the premise of who we are. What form of government has been given unto us? Do we have a biblical view of government, or do we have an evolutionary view of government? Well, we know that we've been given a biblical view of government because God gave it. He gave us eyes to see what He established. Now I want to talk about something, but I just had a thought during the break. We're supposed to be in this together, America, one nation under God. We're supposed to be in this together. But can I ask you something? Whose side are you on? America, how long will you falter between two opinions, said Elijah on the mount to the people that were giving heed to the false prophets? Whose side are you on? Are you on God's side? Because if you are, His law is written upon your heart and your mind. And you establish the law by faith and through faith. You don't abrogate it. You know, and to say that, let's go to the very character of God for one moment. It says in Psalm 33, verse 5, He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. I say, America, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies for His glory. In Jesus' name, if I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying. Folks, a long habit of not thinking a thing to be wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. So wrote Thomas Paine in his famous work, Common Sense, in 1774. A long habit of not thinking a thing to be wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. Folks, we're not a democracy, number one. We're a republic. How many people at the Minnesota State Fair just over this last week, I asked, what form of government's been given unto us? They say democracy. Then I have them recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy. No, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under my daddy, one nation under God, indivisible, that means undividable, with liberty and justice for all, according to what? God's moral law and the Mosaic Constitution in which we are established. Now, folks, going over to our military or those that actually uphold their right hand, swearing to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, the same thing is true of something that is unconstitutional, and we need to know the difference. And if it's unconstitutional, you need to understand that it's unlawful, because a long habit of not rejecting it leads us to wrongly consider it as acceptable. No, it is not. Going back to the beginning of the show, the homosexuals attacking an individual that's actually doing her job under God's authority, trying to, through the ignorance of the American populace, establish something called homosexuality in the face of those that don't know any difference. But if they did, there wouldn't be. You know, they'd all be hiding out in their closets still, friends. They wouldn't be out on the streets spewing their filth out on your children or in your public schools, spewing out their filth as they attack our posterity. See, if you knew the law, you'd know that they don't have a right to do the things that they're doing. But if you don't know the difference, go ahead and let them do what they want to do, and then you're going to figure it out after your country's destroyed. And your posterity completely ruined morally. If you go to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, it vests the authority to declare war in Congress. It is unlawful, illegal for the president to send any American troops abroad without a declaration by Congress. Just making a point. But no American president has followed the law since World War II, and therefore today we tend to accept actions by Barack Obama and others that we shouldn't accept since they are blatantly lawless, just like their father. At one time in our history, we could depend on the membership of our military branches to object and to resist and to refuse to obey unlawful orders. This is because at one time, America's military and their officers and men understood and respected the Constitution as the rule of law in America. And I'll tell you why they don't today, because they don't know the price paid for the freedoms that they now have. And they don't have the freedoms that they have to go ahead and desecrate the memories honorable memories of those that sacrificed to give it in the first place. They don't know that. Today, however, it seems that most commanders and rank and file military personnel have succumbed to the temptation to obey unlawful orders rather than their oath to the Constitution, which they made before God. Let me say this for those that have sworn to uphold the Constitution and you fail to do so. When you go to Exodus 20, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach, brother, from another mother. Because he said right after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You better practice what you preach, because you're going to be tried. Folks, we respect our military and we urgently desire to support them. Absolutely. However, they are only worthy of honor and praise and support when they follow the law as well. And it's not just the military that I'm talking about. I'm talking about anybody and everybody that is sworn to uphold the Constitution. And by the way, I'm speaking to every patriotic Christian American in this country, and not in that order. Christian patriotic American in this country. We have a job to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against all crime together. Folks, when they or you blindly follow the unlawful orders of a lawless commander-in-chief, how are they any different from those who were convicted at Nuremberg? They weren't, because those that were convicted at Nuremberg over and over and over and over again, 50 million people worldwide were slaughtered because of that little freak with a mustache who had less than 3% approval of the people in Germany. They said if you'd look behind Hitler, there was nothing holding him up. But it's interesting, they allowed him to do what he did to start a world war. I want you to think about that. And this is how it happens worldwide. You have watched your government, I'm talking about the executive branch, friends, and the judicial branch, and the legislative branches of your government corrupt and sell your country down to what God did not give us the right to do. I want you to going back to Nuremberg again. Every single one that did Adolf Hitler's killing for him, because they were all guilty of it, you know what they sat back and said? We were just doing what we were told to do. Oh, as if we're supposed to show lenience to the criminal that admits to the crime. No, no, no. There's still consequence for their violation of the line. That's why many of them were executed right on the spot, and rightfully so. Praise God they were executed, because these people, even when you look at those in the mindset of America today, those that have committed crime after crime, folks, they're not... You cannot rehabilitate these people. You do need to understand they have seared their conscience. You give them the opportunity, they will do it again and again. Matter of fact, during the Nuremberg trials, many of these mass murderers that did Hitler's killing for him, they were waiting in line to be the next Führer of Germany. They weren't sorry. They were hiding behind the fact that they were just doing their job. They were just doing their job, friends. Listen to me carefully. They were just doing their job. Well, I'll tell you what. For those in America that have sworn to uphold the Constitution, do your job. The President of the United States gives you an unlawful order, do your job and hold him accountable for his lawlessness. Your sheriff gives an unconstitutional order, then guess what, America? You patriots know the Constitution. You uphold the laws against his crimes and deal with him accordingly. Or anybody else in this country that violates the laws in which hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to give us, I am telling you for one, friends, I am not going to stand back, roll over in the face of crime and tyranny because people don't know the difference. Crime is when somebody breaks the law. For the most part, your conscience is screaming out to you, America, telling you that what this president and his administration are doing on a daily basis is treason, and it's crime to the highest degree, friends. And you know it. All honors on the battlefield, said Abigail Adams, speaking to the men that fought the Revolutionary War. Was it good enough for them to give us what we have 200 and some years later, 236 years later, friends? Be it far from us that we forget our posterity. I think all that which is going on the global scale is just an absolute joke. I really do. If the peoples in all nations stood up and did righteousness, the Lord said that he would accept them. I again say, let's prove him and deal with the devil on his own ground. I'm going to take a quick... Well, actually, I'll talk to you in 23, friends. I was just getting started here. Sorry. Love you. 1 John 3:18.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.